Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. You precision like the bullet, target bound.
Just all right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a big game tonight in college basketball. Memphis is taking on top 25 ranked LSU in Baton Rouge. Dane Bradshaw is a White Station high school graduate, went to Tennessee. We don't hold that against him. He's going to be on the call tonight for Memphis LSU, and he joins us now. Dane, what's going on, man?
Man, thrilled to be here. I got to tell you guys, I was excited when I got the call for this game.
Yeah.
You know, given the ties to Memphis, I know Memphis is on fire, and they'll be tuning in as well for Penny Hardaway's national TV debut against the top-ranked team. LSU's tough, though.
Oh, yeah. No, they got a big test in front of them. And honestly, Dan, I don't think many people here expect them to win. I think they just kind of hope to see a competitive outfit. And we'll get to the game in LSU in just a minute. But I wanted to start with Penny Hardaway. You're a Memphis guy. Obviously, you did go to Tennessee, but you understand Memphis basketball as good as anybody else. When Penny got the job, and I don't think we've talked to you since then, what did it mean to you to see Penny come back home to his alma mater and take that job and try to lead it back to relevance?
I think, like any Memphis fan and anybody from Memphis, it was, regardless if this works or not, it is worth finding out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's too good of an opportunity, too great of a story. I had somebody here at LSU say, you know, have there been any comparisons to, you know, Patrick Ewing at Georgetown? I was like, and other coaches that have come back, Clyde Drexler at Houston. And I was like, you know, but you got to understand, it's not the same. There's too many other storylines and tie-ins with, you know, Penny playing for Larry Finch, and now you got Lomax playing for Penny, and just everything that he's done in the community. And he's, you know, after his career, he came back to Memphis and all the, you know, what everybody knows, the middle school and the high school. So this isn't like he was in the broadcast booth and then came back to his alma mater all of a sudden. I mean, this is the Memphis through and through, and he's rebuilding it with Memphis players. And it's impossible not to see the parallels between this era and the Larry Finch era.
No, I'm right with you, Dane. And you point out the differences. I think there's another one, too, that Penny had sort of been, at least from a recruiting standpoint, kind of preparing for this, and that he's coached at the grassroots level last few years, had a really outstanding program, one of the best in the Southeastern team, Penny. Then you do it at the high school level with guys that you're coaching now, and you tell me, you know the power of Penny. Do you think he ends up doing what most have felt you got to do as Memphis basketball coach, which is lock down the top talent in the city? You feel like he'll get that done?
Yeah, I think one of the things that people forget is the fact that I shouldn't say forget, but other people that hadn't followed as closely as people in Memphis, that it's not about, you know, him getting the job just because he had access to recruits. I mean, if he was going 14-14 at East with top players, we wouldn't be talking about him as the head coach for University of Memphis. But he's been able to win at those levels, and that experience matters, you know, whether it's at the college level or not. You still have to call plays and understand tempo and assignments and games. So, I think he's still figuring out. It's been fun to see them on their first road trip here, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they got to figure out, yeah, like last night at the end of their shoot-around, you know, he's sitting there telling the players, you know, talking about curfew and, all right, we're collecting everybody's phones now. And everybody's like, what, they're taking the phones away? You know, so this is their first run at a road trip and establishing what they require.
Do you think that, I mean, the taking away the phones thing is interesting. Do you think that's because the team is so young?
Oh, I think so. And he and I laughed about it. I said, you know, when we were on the road trips back in when I was playing, Facebook had just come out. So to age myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And like it was becoming a problem. But now, you know, with a simple app and a swipe and all this other stuff,
that's
you can find where the cutest girl is within, you know, 2 miles of you. So it's the strength coach or whoever's in charge of sleeping, you know, by the elevator, making sure everybody stays put and in their room is a whole different problem nowadays with today's social media. But, I think these young Tigers, while they are young, they understand the opportunity. They're excited to play. And I think the quality of the opponent has their attention as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of phones you have when you were playing? What did you have, like a flip phone or a BlackBerry? Like, what did you have?
You know, we had the BlackBerry, and they were just starting to come out with some of the features, like, oh, you can get TV on this phone, but it wasn't working, and it had, like, a big antenna type thing on it. But the BlackBerry was where it was at.
LSU's averaged almost 96 points a game over its first two. We know Memphis wants to get out. Memphis and Penny wants to get out and run, too. You expecting a game tonight in the 80s, 90s, something like that?
I think so, but I also think that it's going to be harder than people realize to get the tempo and forcing the turnovers that both teams want to have because mm-hmm. of the stellar point guard play. Memphis plays a style that we've seen so far. Their defense leads the offense. They force turnovers. They come back and make you pay. But that's going to be a lot easier said than done when you look at LSU's All-American caliber type point guard in Tremont Waters. I mean, Memphis saw a taste of him last year when he took over the game at the FedEx Forum. This kid is a one-man press break. And when I played at Tennessee, the Achilles heel or the kryptonite for us pressing in a Bruce Pearl system was when the other team just had a dynamic point guard mm-hmm. that could break the press himself and control the game, be the quarterback on the court. And so I think that, you know, calls for a really tough matchup for Memphis tonight, just given the point guard on the other side.
Tell us about this front line they've got. It's big and athletic with Naz Reid and Emmett Williams. How much of a test is that going to be for Memphis? And particularly for a Memphis team, we're thinking, Dan, you look at it on paper, I think you see the same thing. They don't have a lot of depth inside, and I'm not sure Isaiah Maurice has proven he can be a banger yet. They're getting Mike Parkes back, but that looks like a mismatch on paper, Dan.
Yeah, it is. And now the one thing Naz Reid, he kind of stretches the court. He's 6'10", uh-huh. you know, 250. But he'll float on the perimeter some. He can do a lot of – he can handle the ball like a guard. I'm not saying he's Zion Williamson by any stretch of the imagination. But when you turn on the TV, you gravitate towards him. You can't take your eyes off him like a Zion.
Yep.
I mean, this guy is just, you know, an imposing figure and very talented. But I have not seen him yet just go down there and just, you know, impose his will on people, just a beast down low. Emmett Williams is – got a little bit more of that physicality to him, mm-hmm. but both of them are really strong. And I think Memphis is definitely going to have to come to play and rebound better than they did against Tennessee Tech.
All right, Dana, if Memphis is to win this game, again, they are a 10.5-point underdog tonight there in Baton Rouge. If they are to win, what does it have to look like?
Well, I think they're going to have to shoot the ball extremely well from three. If, you know, the good news, bad news is, good news is LSU has shown a weakness in their transition defense. They gave up 19 threes against UNC Greensboro. That's the good news if Memphis can do that same thing. They've got shooters. You got Lomax pushing. But Will Wade and this LSU staff is smart, and they've made those corrections. So I think UNC Greensboro was a good wake-up call for them in preparation for Memphis. But other than all that, Memphis, we're going to have to find out under Penny Hardaway system, can they execute in the half court? Can they defend in the half court? Because I don't think they're going to get the turnovers they want, and I don't think they're going to get the tempo they want. And so it'll be a test early on in this Penny Hardaway era to see what that half court execution looks like.
We are, of course, talking to Dane Bradshaw, White Station Spartan, Tennessee Volunteer, now an analyst for the SEC Network, going to be on the call tonight on the SEC Network for Memphis LSU. Tell us the truth, though, Dan. Are you really just scouting for the game at FedEx Forum later this year? Like, are you a plant? Is that what this is about?
You know what? I looked at the calendar, and actually, I got my 7-year-old birthday party that day. So, I'm
wow.
I wish I could get down there and see the day, but I'm going to be probably try to blow up a bounce house or something like that.
How about that? Isn't that crazy, though? Like, you think about, like, 10 years ago, like, you were, you know, you were in that game and you were part of, you know, part of, this, of the rivalry. And, like, when it rolls around in 2018, you know, you got a 7-year-old birthday party. It's kind of amazing.
I know, man. You guys bring out the worst in me. I'm talking about bounce houses and BlackBerry phones, man, I tell you.
How about SEC basketball, Dan? You've come on and you've talked about the quality of coaching in that league, but they've got it in a position now. You know, we talk a lot about SEC football now. It's the best. People are talking about 8 or 9 teams out of the SEC possibly making the NCAA tournament this year. It's loaded from top to bottom, isn't it?
Gosh, I mean, Mississippi State, they've got a very talented veteran club. Tennessee is more of the same in a good way. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're improved, and they're just a year better. And then, you know, Vanderbilt, they got a kid, Darius Garland, at point guard,
know about
who
him.
May end up being a first-round lottery-type pick. I mean, he is that good. Mm-hmm. And then Kentucky, I mean, look, and it's crazy to think, because usually Kentucky, you always know that they're going to have the best player on the court. But there's going to be some times this year, this is not a knock on them, but more credit to the SEC.
Yep.
Where I look at Kentucky, I say there's going to be some games this year where they not only don't have the best player on the court, they might not have the second best player on the court.
Wow.
Auburn, I mean, Auburn has some studs out there on the perimeter. Jared Harper at point, Bryce Brown at the two, and they get the big man Austin Wiley, who's still working his way back in, and D'Angelo Purifoy. I mean, Auburn looks legit as well. So just quite the lineup in the SEC. But you're right. I mean, it's coaching, it's facilities, it's recruiting, it's some of everything. And it's taken some time to rebuild, because when the SEC network started, all we had to talk about was Kentucky, and we apologized for the rest of the league over and over again. I mean, number of times I said the word rebuild, you know, during that first year, it was synonymous with almost every program. But now here we are, and you've got a pretty good conference.
Dan, I'll let you roll because we know you got to get prepared. I got one more thing for you. Do you think Tennessee will be top 10 ranked when they get to Memphis on December 15th? They've got that game against Kansas if they in the NIT season tip off if they go through, and then I think a Gonzaga game a week before Memphis. Do you think they'll be top 10-ish when they get here December 15th?
I do, because of their preseason ranking. Now, if they were ranked 24th and had to climb 14 spots, I'm not sure. And I'm not saying they'll end the year top 10. In my mind, I think it's going to be really hard for them to reach preseason expectations from a top 5 type thing. But they're going to get themselves to where they're a good enough seed to where at that point in the NCAA tournament, you know, you win a couple games and now you can see the Final Four.
Dan, you're the best, man. We appreciate
your
fitness
in,
man. We'll hear you tonight.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you, brother.
He is Dane Bradshaw, White Station graduate, Tennessee volunteer, and now an analyst for the SEC Network. So nice to have a guy, even if he did go across the state, a guy on the call tonight who understands Memphis and will be able to weigh in intelligently. We've had a bad run of those the last few years, guys, like just either sticking up for Josh or sticking up for Tubby, who didn't really know the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And tonight you'll have Dane, who gets Memphis basketball and can, like, talk intelligently about it.
Yeah, pretty cool assignment. You're talking about come on, man. He's a Spartan. He's a Spartan.
Wait, no, we don't hold it against him.
It trumps the Tennessee thing.
Well, maybe for
Does
you.
It not?
We went to different schools. I mean, he was an optional and I was in standard, so.
Mm.
Did you see, by the way, that White Station overhauled the courtyard?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they overhauled the courtyard completely there by the East Gym.
Looks good.
It looks great. It looks great.
Well, you guys just ride by there, check on your old high school all the time?
No, it was all
There's
over
a
the news.
News thing.
Oh, I missed that.
It was all over the news. Yeah,
I do drive by, though.
They got...
Really?
I want to go back. I think about White Station often, and I just...
You're not welcome.
I would love to go back, though, just to see what the place is like, maybe talk to a classroom, you know, just go through the halls again.
One day, maybe we'll really make a push to try to get you back over there.
And I mean, listen, I enjoyed my time at White Station. I did.
Well, you shouldn't have screwed over Patera.
No, Patera screwed over himself. You shouldn't have lied about who you had offers from. I learned my lesson. We all move on. We all fall short. It is what it is.
Appreciate Dane.
Go see the courtyard.
I will. Apparently, it's news breaking.
It looks great.
Nice,
it must be awesome. Where they spent $1 million on it or something. This made the news.
Yes,
I totally missed the White Station courtyard getting redone.
All private donations.
Nice.
So
Kathy Bates.
I mean, maybe.
I'm not sure if Kathy is...
Shouldn't claim?
I'm not sure.
Sudden claim.
Careful.
I said I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you jumped in like you did have some knowledge of the situation.
You know, now I can confirm that she does have a chair in the, if you took theater at White Station, she has a chair with her name on it in that classroom. Yes.
I wasn't even aware of that. I would say then she claims. If she has a chair, she claims.
Did you guys make any donations?
I didn't know where to go. But I would have.
Okay.
I'm not even allowed back. You know, invite me back, and we'll
maybe that was your way back in.
You know, like Bill Lurie, like they had to repair that relationship with Bill Lurie before he gave $10 million. You know, so let's start there. How about
repair it with you before you donate?
Yeah. How about you repair the relationship before you expect me to donate to your damn school?
You know, it wouldn't be a White Station segment without me pointing out. I believe that the Spartan Palace is one of the top five biggest gyms in the city of Memphis. Am I right about that?
You always brag on Spartan Palace every time we talk about White Station. You do.
Prior to FedEx Forum, it definitely was. So I think it's still top five.
Wooddale's up there, bro. You constantly underestimate Wooddale.
Okay.
I've never been to the Wooddale gym. Is it big?
It's massive.
Okay.
Yeah, they do those that AAU tournament, do the national.
Are you counting like Lander Center and FedEx Forum?
Oh, I forgot about Lander Center too. So
it might not be top five anymore, but
it might not be top five.
I think that thing holds 5,000.
We need to find out.
Spartan Palace?
Yeah, when it's full. I know it's at least 3,500. Anyway,
how big is
way
off. No, I want to know. How big is Christian
Brothers? It's bigger
Brothers?
Than El Marone, for sure.
Yeah.
I know that.
Is it? Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because they have pep rallies and all. They do, like, you know, school functions in there. You know, El Marone is just a practice gym. And they only use it for two things, basically. Three, I guess, volleyball as well. Anyway, there you go. Thanks to Dane Bradshaw for joining us on the show today. Big game tonight, Jason. 10.5. Who
Man,
you like?
Yeah.
Who you like?
It's tough.
That's a tough one.
We'll come back to this.
All right, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Jason Smith here from 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm with my man, Eric Winston, owner of Winston Insurance. He's an insurance broker, and he's a former Tiger. You'll remember, he played with D'Angelo Williams back in the day, 2002 to 05. And my man, Eric, has got all the answers, all of the answers you need for your insurance needs. Eric, tell the listeners, what makes you different from other insurance brokers?
Well, Winston Insurance is tailor-made insurance that fits your life. We're a one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. From home, auto, life, commercial, whatever it may be. I can even insure your pet if you have it.
What?
Yes, sir, your pet. We have life insurance options. We also do package bundles. If you have a home and auto that you want to save some money on, let me look at it and compare.
So, Eric, tell our listeners how they can contact you.
We can be reached at 901-275-8173 or visit WinstonInsures.com, WinstonInsures.com.
Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Go Tigers.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offers 11/20/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do t-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. If you got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Hey, it's the $6 million man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday around this time, we talk to Clay Travis. We're going to do that now.
It's Clay Travis from Outkick the Coverage, Clay's radio show. Listen to it weekdays from 6 till 9 a.m. on ESPN 790 AM. Hear him now with Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Clay, what's the word?
Out in L.A., getting ready, doing a lot of television work. I'll be out here all week, but looking forward to hopefully the Titans continuing their good mojo.
I mean,
how about that win?
Where does that one rank in franchise history?
And you were there.
Yeah, between that one and Tennessee giving a whipping to Kentucky, it was a nice weekend for people like me who are both University of Tennessee and Tennessee Titan fans. Two underdogs coming out and not just winning but dominating. I think it was one of the best and biggest wins in Tennessee Titan history. And I don't say that to, you know, establish hyperbole or to be ridiculous. I think that's just how well they performed, and it was stunning to me that they got the win in the fashion that they did. And it was a dominant performance. It's the first time they've beaten Tom Brady and the Patriots and Bill Belichick in 16 years, going all the way back to 2002.
Wow.
I would like to think, fingers crossed, that it is in conjunction with the Monday Night Football win, which was obviously a very good one as well, and I know we talked about last week, between those two performances, that it is a sign that the Titans could be kind of turning a corner. Now, the challenge in general in the NFL, in establishing that you are something more than a pretty good team, which I think it's fair to say the Titans are pretty good, if you're going to take that next step to good, you have to win games like going on the road against the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. It's going to be hard. Titans are, I think, like a 2-point underdog. I think it'll end up being like a 50-50 game. And it's an opportunity to basically eliminate, I believe, the Indianapolis Colts from the division race and make this effectively a two-team race between the Titans and the Texans. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but I believe the next game for the Titans is going to be on the road against the Texans. Yes. On Monday Night Football.
Right.
So if you could win this one and get to 6-4, then you go on the road against the Texans. Texans have a tough game against the Redskins this weekend. Decent chance if the Titans could win that the Texans lose, that we're in a dead heat tie coming down the stretch of the division, which is what you hope for, right? That you're going to be playing meaningful games in the division in late November and December and as you finish out the season. So the Titans are in the mix. They won two huge games back-to-back over the Cowboys and the Patriots, and we'll see if they can carry that momentum on and get a third straight win.
Yeah, that's sort of my next question, because two straight weeks the Titans have been in back-against-the-wall situations, right, against the Cowboys for sure on Monday Night Football, and then you have Tom Brady coming into town, and you want to keep winning because you want to stay, you know, in the race with the Texans for the division. The fact that they've won both games and the way that they've done it, you know, they just destroyed the Patriots and they come back from, you know, potentially two scores down against the Cowboys and dominate them in the second half. Is that a response to a coach? Is that the team saying we believe in Mike Vrabel and we're gonna come together and we're gonna turn this thing around?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One, yes, I like Mike Vrabel and everything he's meant for this team. Look, I think there are a lot of people who are surprised that the Titans have the number one scoring defense in the NFL right now. Through 9 weeks at this point. So it's not like you're saying, oh, well, you've only played three or four teams. I mean, they basically shut down in the last six quarters, they have allowed 10 points on the road on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. And in the entirety of the game against the New England Patriots. That's pretty impressive. And in that process, I think they've outscored their opponents, something like, and I'm trying to do live math on the air, which is always difficult, but something like 48-10 in their last six quarters against two pretty decent teams, right? I don't think the Cowboys are awful, and we know the Patriots are good. And so I think it's, one, having a pretty good defense. And then we've talked about this for a while. You guys know I am a Marcus Mariota believer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're starting to see what he's capable of when he has full faculty of his hand, right? Like, he's been injured since week one. He's been playing. He's finally got that glove off of his hand. I don't think it's a coincidence that in the last 3 weeks he has gone out and put up really good performances. I mean, even though they lost against the Chargers, they were throwing into the end zone for a 2-point conversion at the end of that game,
yep,
which would have been a massive win. The Chargers are a really good football team. I mean, they're 7-2, the Chargers are. The Titans then dominate the Cowboys and dominate the Patriots. And along the way, Mariota's been fantastic. Throughout those games, Mariota now, I think if you look at the numbers in the last 3 weeks, has been a top 5 or 6 quarterback in the NFL. Now, can he continue that against Andrew Luck and the Colts? We'll see. Can he stay healthy? That's always been the concern about Mariota. But when this guy's healthy, I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, and certainly the last 3 weeks he has played like it.
Well, and doing all this despite Malcolm Butler's play at corner, you've been hard on him all year long, Clay. Man, if you had an upgraded corner, it wouldn't just be scoring defense. You'd be number one total defense, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that's what's crazy is I think the Titans, if I'm not mistaken, have given up 15 touchdowns so far this year.
Uh-huh.
And Malcolm Butler has been responsible for giving up 7 of them. So I don't know if there's – I'm certain that the answer is there isn't. I don't know if there's any other player for sure, though, because I don't have the data in front of me, where you can point to one guy who has given up half the touchdowns that a defense has allowed. But he played to his credit great against the Patriots.
Yeah.
This will be a huge test because of what Andrew Luck has been capable of in the passing game this year with the Colts. You look at the Colts, they've been in every game that they've played this year. It could have gone either way. And frankly, look, the Titans are 5-4. You could change two plays for the Titans, and they'd be 7-2, mm-hmm, and we'd be talking about, man, can the Titans get a bye into the playoffs, right? I mean, that's what you'd be talking about right now as you come down the stretch run of the NFL season. So, look, no way to put it. I mean, it's a massive game. I don't know if people in Memphis are paying attention to this or not, but there is a sort of an upswell of optimism.
Yep.
The Titans have beaten both the teams that played in the Super Bowl, and they've been competitive pretty much other than that Ravens performance, which was awful, for every week so far this season. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen on Sunday.
I'll swing you over to college football. Was LSU trying to score at the end of that game against Arkansas or not? Because it looked
know.
To me like Ed was in trying to cover. What did that? You had a tweet about it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I don't get it. Usually when a running back gives himself up like LSU did at the end of that game,
weird.
You go ahead and take a knee because the game's over. That's why you don't run into the end zone. It was nonsensical the way LSU finished the game. It felt like LSU's coaching staff wanted to get the cover and that LSU's players were trying to do the smart thing and just go ahead and take a knee and get out of Fayetteville with a win. So I thought that was an incredibly strange end-of-game sequence. It made no sense at all.
Clay, we're having more Zach Smith meltdowns on Twitter. This time he's threatening to expose Tom Herman as a philanderer, as a cheater. And Tom Herman Tom Herman responds by saying, okay, cool, hook him. What do you make of this situation? Is this a man desperate for attention, grasping at straws because he knows his career is over? Like, how do you evaluate what is going on right now inside the mind of Zach Smith?
Yeah, I sat around and tried to answer this question. Like, to what extent do you talk about it? And I talked about it on my radio show this morning. I feel like when you are trying to just tear someone down and it's entirely 100% in their personal life, that feels like it should be out of bounds to me, right? In their private life, if you think that somebody's doing a bad job as a coach and you want to point out that he's doing a bad job as a coach, that's his job. To me, that seems like it's within the bounds of discourse. I've always been of the opinion that I don't care who the president sleeps with. And if I don't care who the president sleeps with, then I certainly don't care who a head football coach is sleeping with, right? And it seems to me like we're in this weird universe where there's almost no private life anymore. And so I just get a little bit squeamish when I see Zach Smith tagging somebody's wife on social media and being like, hey, this guy's been cheating on you. And like, that just seems outside the bounds of acceptable discourse to me. Like, I kind of have the opinion in general that public figures, it should be a lot like the mob, right? Like, the mob doesn't go after wives or kids. It's like, you are in that life. You're choosing to be there. Now, sometimes if you decide to interject yourself into that part of the story, like, for instance, I would say in the Urban Meyer mess, Shelley Meyer is in the middle of it. Because that woman said, hey, I was texting, Courtney Smith said, hey, I was texting with Urban Meyer's wife about this incident, right? And that directly puts his wife at issue in a significant story. But to me, like, what has Tom Herman's wife done to make herself a part of this story at all? That seemed unfair to me to go after her. It seemed a different caliber than going after, the individual himself. And I've always felt that way about myself. Like, you can agree or disagree with my opinions. Deciding that you're going to interject and go after my wife over my opinions, and that's happened sometimes, I think is ridiculous. And certainly kids, to me, should be completely outside the bounds.
Clay, how comfortable are you that Tennessee's in good hands with Pruitt? It looks to be, like, on the way up. I think, and I would suspect most Vols fans feel the same way.
Yeah, that was a Saban-like beating that Jeremy Pruitt in Tennessee put on Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that I don't think there's anybody out there who can question that Tennessee's defense is going to be in really good hands with Jeremy Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say Saban-like beating, I mean, like, that Tennessee's defense was so well prepared that they knew everything Kentucky was going to
like
do.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a fluke beating, right? That was Kentucky's not very good offensively, and what they do decently on an offensive side of the ball, Tennessee is going to take away from them. I was really impressed with that performance. And so that's what you typically see from a Nick Saban defense. It's what you've gotten used to from a Kirby Smart defense. I think that that Tennessee fans should be really optimistic about what they're going to see on the defensive side of the ball going forward. I think the recruiting class is going to finish really well. I think if you're Tennessee, what is challenging at this point is you don't really know on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the signs that we have seen from Jarrett Garantano, but I don't know necessarily that there is an identity that has been 100% established on the offensive side of the ball throughout this season. And so I'm a little bit more apprehensive or uncertain about the offensive side of the ball going forward than I am about what the defense is going to be capable of.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair to say I'm pretty optimistic in general. Look, that was a really good win against Auburn. Auburn has better talent than Tennessee. And, look, Tennessee was a 6-point underdog against Kentucky, and they came out and they beat Kentucky's ass. And there wasn't anything remotely uncertain about that. So I am really excited. I think Tennessee ought to have a good chance to split these two games. Wouldn't stun me if they won both, but I think the odds of them splitting these two games are pretty good. And Jeremy Pruitt getting three SEC wins and going to a bowl game in year one, given that I think he's going to have a top 10 class, really solid recruiting class for his guys starting to come in, I think that the signs are moving in a really good direction for Tennessee.
Well, I got one more, a little bit off the beaten path. Creed 2 is coming out next week, I believe, in theaters November 20th. Saw Drago this morning. I'm one of the few people, according to the ratings, that watches Get Up. They had Drago, Dolph Lundgren, on Get Up this morning. Got me back to thinking. Best fictional movie athlete for you, Clay? Rocky's got to be way up there. You got one that's better than Rocky?
Well, Rocky's probably the best.
Got to be, right?
You could probably go Hoosiers as a the movie that I think is the most entertaining that I love from a sports – there's a couple, several. But Blue Chips, kind of from a funny perspective, I think is really well done. I think that was it Wildcats back in the day with Goldie Hawn?
It was. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Very well done, Clay.
That was a great sports movie, and I've always been really partial to Varsity Blues as well. They turned and Friday Night Lights, the book, the movie, obviously the television show. I think Friday Night Lights is probably the best sports show that has ever been made. If you haven't watched that television show, I mean, it's just exquisite how good it is.
Clay, appreciate the time as always, my man. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot. Reminder, if you got a home and you need to get some equity, or what, like 9 days away from Thanksgiving, gets expensive. Everybody runs up credit card debt. If you need to get a new mortgage, my guy, thehomeloanexpert.com, he'll wipe out all of your credit card debt in one fell swoop, and he'll get you a great tax-deductible mortgage. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. Take care of you in 6 days. The holiday season coming. It makes smart move to get taken care of by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Clay, appreciate it,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Clay.
Talk next week.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep. He is Clay Travis. I mean, to your question, I think Rocky's the answer. Yes, he's the best fictional movie athlete of all time, right? I think there are some honorable submissions, though. For example, Woody Harrelson in White Men Can't Jump.
That's actually a good one, but Wesley was the better player.
Yeah, but
correct.
Per capita.
Wesley was certainly more athletic.
Per capita. I mean, Woody is the reason why they won, let's be real.
Bow Wow would dunk all over both of those fools once he put the shoes on.
Yeah, but nobody
from Mike, like Mike.
Nobody likes that movie. So
it was a flop.
Correct.
Yeah, like it that. It was like, a flop.
It was terrible. I mean, I watched it. I watched Like Mike. Who didn't watch Like Mike? But it's not a good movie.
Well, there's a man that you look up to, John, saying Hoosier is one of the best sports movies ever. So that should have some, that should resonate with you.
I know it's popular now to say, like,
you too, Bennett, who takes a dump on Hoosiers every chance you get.
It's just,
I know it's,
it doesn't do it for me. Sorry.
Gene Hackman, Dennis Hopper, Nuff said.
Yes. I mean, great
and
cast.
And Jimmy Chitwood.
Chitwood.
Same thing.
Oh, you said Chip. I mean, you don't care about who the damn movie. So,
it's the same thing. You call him Jimmy, right. Chitwood.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that movie's dated. I don't think it holds up very well.
Oh, it does.
It does not. Coach Carter, a better basketball movie.
I want to see five passes before the shot tonight, Penny, against LSU. Slow that team down.
All right.
No, that's probably the wrong way to go. You don't want half court.
We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And for my final feat of magic, I will now give myself more chances to win with Keno to go. On the count of three, one, two. two, three.
That's not magic. All you did was add bullseye. Look, I just got more chances to win too, and I don't even believe in magic.
It's not magic. It's Keno to Go with Bullseye, the easy way to get more chances to win. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little Did I Just Win $50 fun.
Woo! Yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Mm, wow, that's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish, and as you might know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health. Went great, place was awesome, can't recommend it enough, but don't ever forget, you don't have to experience an emergency like we did to get great care from Regional One. And right now, I'm joined by Dr. Ben Abdu, a minimally invasive gynecologic and pelvic floor surgeon at Regional One Health. He's going to tell us more about what's unique about the East Campus.
Well, Gary, you know, it was kind of designed for one-stop shopping. We have a wide range of specialties and services all under one roof. For example, our state-of-the-art imaging center is designed to enhance the quality of care, comfort, and convenience for all of our patients' imaging.
So what all do they do there?
The imaging center offers the most current diagnostic tools for MRI, CT, 3D mammography, ultrasound, X-ray, and much, much more. When I need a scan in my office, I send a patient downstairs and it's completed quickly.
And how can people learn more?
You can give us a call at 901-515-3600. And the East Campus is located at 6555 Quince Road, just off of 385.
You heard him. Give him a call, 901-515-3600. That's 515-3600. This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show. And at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. And it's the place to go if you need a new suit. Because James Davis right now has great deals on Paul Battinelli suits. And Rob Joyner is here to tell you all about them.
Gary, these Paul Battinelli suits are incredible. In my 40 years in the business, I hadn't seen quality like this at this price. Two suits for $7.95, usually $5.95 each. They use high-twist Nanolux year-round weight wool. It's water-stained, wrinkle-resistant. They're five solids, three patterns to choose from. We have a classic fit, athletic trim fit for every body size, from 36 short to 52 long. They're altered perfectly to your specifications, and of course, the alterations are free.
So where are you going to get that new suit you know you need? The answer is James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Again, right now, you can get two Paul Battinelli suits for just $7.95. That's two for just $7.95. You want to know what they look like? Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing. Has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings that are top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies night is Thursday and Sunday they have the Bluegrass Brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking holiday parties, so go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
Landers Auto Sales, they get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Dodge Challenger. They got more of them out there at Landers, so whether you're looking for a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, a luxury car, truck, or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know, and they're going to go find it for you. Most importantly, they have a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Chevy with good news for car and truck buyers. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has hundreds of Chevys in stock and a $4 million used car inventory. GM rebates up to $7,500 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Immediate financing, top trade-in. Check out the inventory and specials at SunriseMemphis.com. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay, it's okay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Need body work? Bring it to Sunrise. Need service work? Bring it to Sunrise no matter where you bought it. Find new roads at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Chevy's cost less at Sunrise, partner.
Think a utility vehicle should do more than take you places? So does Kubota. That's why our all-new Sidekick is built to do it all. Climb more, tow more, go more. Cross over to more today. Take your Kubota Sidekick home with no money down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit FBHealthPlans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans, we've got you covered.
Enjoy your favorite tacos with a twist with today's purse deal. $15 towards fun, fast, and fresh street tacos at Tennessee Taco Company for only $10. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group and RE/MAX experts. They're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies. They're the official realtor of the J&J Show. They're my realtor. They're miracle workers is what they do. I like to think of them that way because they did something that at one time I thought was impossible. They got me out of my old home in Raleigh, John. They managed to sell it.
Unbelievable.
Man, they did it in 6 days, too. Acted like it was an easy job. Multiple offers. Yeah, we didn't think this was possible. Full asking. And, of course, the buyer paid for the closing costs. I couldn't beat that, John. No. Then they went out and helped me find my dream home. Got me in that, too. And it's out in God's country. I know you love it.
I do love it. Mm-hmm. I love God's country.
Yep.
Cordova, Tennessee.
You've been out there. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is, man. It is. You're on a golf course.
Yeah.
You know, they play disc golf out there. Not real golf. Disc golf.
No, it's actually like foot golf.
Foot golf.
So you're factually wrong again.
But it's just a different form of golf.
Right.
But the greens are maintained beautifully, mm-hmm. all the same.
Are you making fun of the golf course?
No.
I live on?
No.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
saying
you are.
I'm not. I'm saying they're beautifully maintained.
I just want you to praise the folks that live, love Memphis. Just do that.
Well, the reason that they got Jason out of his home in Raleigh mm-hmm. and into that beautiful new home on the golf course is because mm-hmm. they do things differently. They offer a ton of extras they don't feel are extra at all. And they don't charge extra, and it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days.
John doesn't like it that I call it God's country, if you can tell, listeners. But I tell you what, the good folks of the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts can have y'all out there, too. Right? Because all of this is God's country, baby. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. Give them a holler. They're livelovememphis.com on the web, on the phone. It's 685-6000. Again, that number, if you got a pencil, 901-685-6000. And the person I ask for, as I tell you every day, is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the quarterback of this team. She's got Robbie Marbury. She's got April Darnell. They're all stars, and they'll get the job done for you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Clay Travis for joining us. In that last segment, one thing we have not touched on yet, and obviously there's a big game tonight for the University of Memphis basketball program as they take on number 22 ranked LSU. One thing we have not touched on, though,
is the scene last night in the Golden State LA Clippers game.
Yeah, we haven't.
It was, you know, listen, I think things happen in a basketball game, right? Tempers flare. It's competitive like that was last night, and obviously the Warriors lost. They're just simply not the same without Steph Curry, breaking news. But there was a moment last night at the end of the game where Draymond Green gets a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Time is expiring.
Mm-hmm.
Tie game. The Clippers were on an 11-0 run at that point.
Okay.
To tie the game. They miss the shot. Draymond gets the rebound, brings it all the way up the court, does not pass, and loses the ball and fumbles the ball as time expires without the Warriors getting a shot off.
Oh.
Klay didn't touch it. Kevin Durant didn't touch it.
Oh.
And as they went back to the huddle in the time between regulation and overtime, Draymond Green and Kevin Durant get into it. I think Klay's between them. But Draymond is leaning over, like, forcefully defending his decision not to pass the ball, right? Like, he's just barking at Kevin
Durant. You just got back.
Right.
You gone last two games, right? Or at least you've been out. Wasn't last night his first game back?
One of, if not the, yes.
Return to the lineup after sitting out two games. Yeah. I'm right. With a right. Yeah. Yeah. So you're coming back. You make a big decision. You just got back in the lineup.
Right. And your two best offensive players don't touch the ball.
It's a stupid basketball IQ.
Yeah.
So I see why KD be talking a little bit.
And Kevin Durant basically told him, just pass the damn ball. Pass me the damn ball.
Well, in this case.
And Draymond took issue with that, and he took offense to that. And apparently, like, this is not something that just happened on the court and it was over, apparently. It spilled over into the locker room.
For real?
Yeah, and now the organization is, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, looking into it.
Good Lord, it must have gotten pretty serious.
So anyway, do I believe that the locker room in Golden State is fractured? No.
Oh, this happens all the time with Draymond. He challenges all of them all the time. That's what kind of his role on the team.
He's an antagonizer.
Yeah, he keeps them all triggered.
That's what he does.
And on your toes.
Draymond Green instigates, and it doesn't surprise me at all. Like, they're 11-3. They almost have to do this to keep themselves not bored.
I would agree. To keep themselves entertained and amused.
Oh, look, how are we gonna overcome this rift?
Challenge each other and that kind of stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Steph out, you know? Also, the Clippers are a lot better than I think we bargained for.
They are now. It's still early. I still expect them not to be a playoff team, don't you?
With Tobias and Pat Bev and Lou, like, it looks like, I mean, they're going to be in that group.
I needed them to be one of the teams
that was coming out.
Was coming out, and quite frankly, below the Grizz. That was the hope. It has not happened to this point.
No, they're battling.
Yeah, they are. They got battlers. That's what they're made up of.
They're battling the same.
I don't know if it's sustainable, though.
They and the Grizzlies are in the same exact boat.
Yeah.
Same sort of like marginal roster. Maybe you can make the playoffs. Maybe it doesn't.
Do you not? Yeah. Let's wait and see.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because that owner said the same thing. He don't want to start over.
But you said it in the break, though. It doesn't mean anything for this year. It doesn't mean that the Warriors all of a sudden going to like break, you know, fracture and they're not going to win the title. They're going to win the title. But it is over. The dynasty
is over as we know it. I don't know if I'd put the dynasty, because aren't you with me that as long as KD is gone, that means Klay stays and you've still got the three?
But they're beatable.
Oh, it's different. I know. I don't know if it ends the dynasty yet.
Well,
it's not the same form. It brings it down. You take KD off of it. But they're still the best team in the league, are they not, with those three?
Because they were what?
We got to see with Jimmy and Philadelphia.
That trio was 1-1 in the finals, I believe, right?
It lost to LeBron.
They beat LeBron. They lost LeBron. Uh-huh. And they added KD, and they won two in a row.
That's it.
So it
definitely wasn't a dynasty yet. So to your point, maybe it is over. I just think that's still three pretty darn good players.
No, right, they're still a great team.
Yeah,
but the stuff about the best team ever assembled.
Well, I mean,
tyranny of
a lot
the
of teams
Warriors.
Got a big three now. Boston's got a big four, big five almost. You know, they're still trying to figure things out. To your point, I mean, Toronto this year.
The reign of the Warriors will end.
It will at some point.
I mean, like, and
remember last year Steve Kerr saying how hard it was behind the scenes. It's probably because you had Draymond doing a lot of this stuff, challenging a lot of guys, and probably not just Draymond and everybody else. I don't want to just single him out.
Yeah.
But when you've got that many
egos,
elite players, which translates to egos in the gym at the same time, this kind of stuff is going to happen. And sounds like it, you know, just kind of spilled over last night. But I get what KD's saying. You just got back to the lineup.
Yeah,
you got two shooters. You ain't one of them.
I don't care if you
got this situation.
I don't care if you played 152 straight games.
Pass the ball.
You should not be the one handling the ball at the end of the game.
Didn't KD have like 32, 33 last night, too? It wasn't like he was struggling. Like, give me the ball.
Fine. If you don't even want to pass to Kevin Durant, pass to the other guy, Clay.
The man had a triple-double last night, 33, 11, and 10, and you're not giving me the ball at the end of the game.
I'm on Kevin Durant's side here.
I am in this too. He trips me out with the whole, I'm gonna show everybody how tough I am and I'm gonna curse and act tough. Now you won't ever see him in that fight, right? But he's gonna be that guy that's doing a lot of cursing mm-hmm. and trying to intimidate you. But ain't ever wouldn't hurt a fly in a fruit fight, John.
KD?
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, not somebody as sensitive as he is.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's worried about what they're saying about him on Twitter. That part of it I don't get. And he's always cursing like, bro, stop.
Stop cursing.
Like, you ain't hard.
Stop cursing on those Bill Simmons podcasts. We get it.
Yeah.
You can say the F word. Right. All right, man.
I'd like to see someone test him.
Well, his teammates
back up. That's what I'm telling you when it came down to it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my feeling. That's my guess. Just from what we know about him.
Big game tonight for the University of Memphis. They take on number 22 ranked LSU. It is, of course, Penny's first opportunity at Memphis for a signature win. Now, it took Josh about 5 years. How many years did it take Josh to beat a ranked team?
5 years.
It took Josh 5 years to be a ranked team with better rosters.
How long did it take Tubby? Just to throw that at you.
He did it first year, right?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma wasn't ranked.
They weren't?
No. South Carolina was.
South Carolina was ranked. He beat Houston the next year. So he had a couple. He had one each year.
South Carolina
at least
was
one each year.
South Carolina was only ranked in one poll, if I recall.
They were correctly. Ranked, but they didn't have Sendarius.
Right, but it still counted as a ranked.
No, it counted. It counted. He got it his first
Houston,
year.
Houston was a bona fide ranked.
Houston
win
was ranked last year.
That he got in the second year.
Right.
So if you want to count,
you count South Carolina. They were ranked in AP polls. So they weren't at full strength.
So he got one a year.
Yeah. Okay.
This won't be Penny's last opportunity at a ranked win. It might be. I mean, he won't have any in conference.
Oh, Cincinnati or something will get ranked.
Someone's going to get ranked.
Maybe not UCF. They might be overranked.
They lost to Florida Atlantic
Cincinnati
at home.
Will, probably.
Yeah, Wichita State won't be ranked. Either way, should be a very interesting game tonight. Check out coverage at theathletic.com. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today, Sean Salisbury, Norton Hurd IV, Dane Bradshaw, and Clay Travis for joining us all on the show today. Eric Hastine is up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Land, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits You, we really suit you.
Seeking a new job?
Find it at the Cook's Pest Control Career Fair today.
Our growing company needs to fill 30 local positions,
including technicians and salespeople.
Starting pay $14.42 an hour with bonus potential.
Paid time off, healthcare, uniforms, and vehicles provided.
We want to hire 30 applicants today
at the Cook's Pest Control Career Fair.
3 to 8 p.m. today at the Holiday Inn on Marathon Way in South Haven.
What makes happy hour happier? Craft cocktails, taps pouring cold brews from breweries in our neck of the woods, and a menu of shareables that's so good, it's hard to share. Same owners as Interim and Zaka Bowl. Be happier 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Southofbeal.com.
Our Sunday brunch favorite?
South of Beal.
So much yum.
The Memphis toast, right? French toast with peanut butter pastry cream and sliced bananas, served with strawberry syrup and bacon to die for.
Get the lowdown at southofbeal.com. See you Sunday.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads.
Up your life.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Cheer Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Yeah, happy.
Get something your car will love just as much, like Honda Genuine Parts and Service.
Hooray!
A Honda trained technician can check your tires.
Yay!
Your battery.
Woo!
And your oil.
Yay!
Are you done?
Yay.
Get something your car will love during Happy Honda Days. Come in today.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis